got to adjust the hair. Good morning, everybody. I'm in my car, but not driving. I thought long and hard about whether I should do this particular Periscope. If it doesn't turn out well, I guess I'll delete it. And you lucky few who watch it live might be the only people who see it. Poland. I'll tell you, I didn't know a lot about Poland. And then a year and a half ago, in November, not last year, the year before, which was their 99th anniversary of being a country, I visited Poland for the second time, went to Warsaw. And I went to, while I was there, I took some time out from what I was doing, and I went to the Museum of the Warsaw Uprising. This is not the ghetto uprising. This had nothing to do with Jews specifically. This was 1944, when the Poles rose up against the Nazis, who had occupied their country, and fought back like hard asses, and they got massacred. They rose up basically too early. The Allies had just landed in Normandy in the summer. They rose up and the Nazis were still too strong. They didn't get resupplied. The Allies from the West tried to resupply them, but the Russians kind of put a kibosh on that. The Allies didn't have airfields close enough that could drop supplies. The Russians wouldn't allow their airfields in the East to be used to drop supplies. So the Poles got massacred. Warsaw was destroyed. I haven't even gone and looked up the numbers, but something like 3 million Poles died during the Nazi occupation. The Poles did resist the Nazis. Now, Israel seems to have picked a fight over the last couple of years over some, what I think is provocation. And I think what's going on is there's provocation of the Israeli left, and there's provocation on the hard right in Poland. There's no denying it that all over Europe there were Jew haters. Prior to the Second World War, after the Second World War, there've always been Jew hatred in Europe. I mean, we know this. I mean, the Jews were kicked out of England in the 12th, 13th century. I mean, it's endemic. A certain contingent of European populations, whenever they fall on hard times, they feel that the Jews did it, the Jews have got all the money, the Jews control everything. It's a common, it's part of European history. I'm sorry, it just is. That existed in Poland, it existed in all over Europe, it existed in France, obviously in Germany, the Ukrainians, I mean, the Bosnians and the Bosnian Muslims. There was Jew hatred. When the Nazis rolled into town, in many places, local populations gave up their Jews. Some didn't, some did. It was not a uniform thing. What did not happen in Poland, though, was Poland never formed a complement. Well, my phone is playing up. Poland never formed a compliant government. It never gave in and surrendered to the Nazis. It fought tooth and nail as a country. Now, my problem here as an Israeli and as a Jew is I think that the Poles have an unbelievable history, which most people don't know. In Poland was an occupied, sort of scattered, it did not have its own sovereignty until 1918. In 1918, on November the 11th, actually, 1918, they got their sovereignty back after many hundreds of years of not being sovereign. They're a very young country, a young reborn country, just like Israel. Very proud of their nation. They've got their own language. They took part in European history to an incredible degree. I mean, a Polish king was instrumental in stopping the hordes of the Ottomans at the gates of Vienna. It's a proud history. Now, why did the Poles, I understand why the Poles came with this law that wanted to outlaw someone saying that Auschwitz and the other death camps that were in Poland were Polish death camps. I understand why they came with that, because it's just factually not true. The mass slaughter, the industrialized mass slaughter of Jews was done by German Nazis and Nazi ideology. Poles did take part in some places in killing Jews. That's undeniable too. the Nazis moved in and created an atmosphere under which, firstly, any Poles hiding Jews could be killed, and some did hide Jews, and some were murdered. So the conditions were rife for anti-Semitism that was endemic in Europe to express itself by murdering Jews. Everybody was doing it. 90% of Poland's Jews were murdered. That's just a fact. But to pass a law in the era that we're in, it seemed provocative. And unfortunately, on the other side, you've got an Israeli, Israel itself, which is moving to the right, and this is leading to our Israeli left to be absolutely, they don't know what to do. They're losing their power. But the diaspora, that's where the power of the left lies. And of course, I think that massive pressure was put in Israel, and some of our stupid politicians go with it, make stupid statements, blow up a fight that we just don't need to be having. Right now, we're heading into a future that's very uncertain. The West, Western Europe is collapsing. The European Union is a collapsed, failed globalist project that needs to die. The countries that are coming out stronger now are stronger in, not maybe in finance or whatever, but in terms of culture and forward-looking thinking that will save them, are the Visegrad countries who were supposed to have a conference in here a couple of days ago. Hungary, Poland, Czech Republic. These countries were occupied by communism for so long. They understand what a totalitarian system is. They see the EU as being a future totalitarian system. Any globalist system is going to be totalitarian. They're going to be the ones who are going to resist it. Israel should be natural allies with them, not with the EU, which supports BDS and boycotts and all the other crap and is trying to destroy Israel. So, yeah, of course, there are going to be some crazy elements in Poland, and there are going to be some crazy elements in Israel, on opposite sides of the spectrum, and it serves only one purpose. It serves a far left, destroy the nation state agenda to get those two sides to fight each other. And that's what I believe has happened. I think the Poles should be allowed to be proud of their history. I don't think, if some want to sweep under the covers their involvement in, or the involvement of individual Poles in acts of killing and murdering Jews, that's inside their own brains. That affects them. Outright denial that the Holocaust happened, I don't see that coming out of Poland very much. I mean, they've got the Auschwitz Museum there. It's pretty hard to deny that huge fact on the ground. Why pick a fight? That's the point. And the only interest served by picking this fight is a kind of a, and I'll say the name, George Soros, open society, globalist agenda of trying to destroy nation states and drive us all into this amorphous amalgam mass of no nations, which I hate. I hate that. I'm not Polish. My Jewish European family came from somewhere else that was also where everybody was also slaughtered. Turns out actually my brother-in-law, who I'm about to go into work with, he is now Polish. He retook his Polish citizenship because his mother had fled, his grandmother had fled Poland, so it's not a matter of being Polish. I got a much better understanding of who the Poles were, firstly by listening to Stefan Thompson, follow him, and he was the guy that Tommy teamed up with a year and a half ago. Sane, sensible, centrist voices. Voices who do not deny that some Poles murdered Jews, but voices who quite rightly point out that Poles suffered massively under the Nazis. And by the way, you know, after the war, Israel, as a sort of collective bargaining chip for Jews, did a good job in getting reparations from Germany. I'm not such a big fan of reparations. You know, Israel doesn't exist because of reparations. We built the bloody place. Reparations helped get us kick-started. People like the Poles, who were massively, you know, their country was destroyed by the Nazis because they were then occupied by communists. They never really got any reparations from Germany. The Dutch, to this day, the Dutch I mean, it's sort of a running joke. The Dutch at football matches, they sing songs, "Give us back our father's bicycles." I think today they say, "Give us back our grandfather's bicycles," because the Germans stole all the bicycles from Holland. The Poles, like I say, a huge proportion of their population was massacred by the Nazis and died resisting the Nazis. And they never went and sought reparations. And some of them look over at Israel and they're jealous. Now, jealousy is a very negative emotion. Don't go with jealousy. Anyway, that's all I had to say. I hope this is good enough to put out on my YouTube channel. Tell me what you think in comments and stuff. Send me some direct messages on Twitter if you've got anything to say. I hope you enjoyed that. See you all the next time. I'm Brian of London. Check out brianoflondon.me. And Tommy Robinson, check out this Panorama thing is going to be absolutely massive in Manchester on Saturday. If you're in the UK, travel to it. I can't travel to it. It's going to be very big. I thought Netanyahu was actually pretty careful and clever in what he said in Poland. It's just other idiots when we get to Israel that start spewing nonsense and just sort of digging a knife into a wound that we have no reason right now to open. And there's no point in it. It serves only interests who will both destroy Poland, destroy the sovereign states of Europe, and eventually destroy Israel too. And they have to destroy Israel because we are the symbol of modern nationalism. We rebuilt our nation because the nation is a fantastic vessel in which Jews can survive, protect ourselves, and thrive and do good things in the world. Brian of London, out. Bye.